Welcome back to the Guava Girl Podcast. I am so excited to talk to you guys today. The puppies are sleeping. It is Monday morning and we're already in March. It's very scary. March, you know what I'm trying to say? It's flying by. So I want to work quickly. I'm motivated. I'm feeling good. And in this episode, I'm going to discuss some of what we've just been continuously talking about, our approach to 2024, and some things that I want to talk about. I first want to quickly Google something because something happened when we were apart, when I was on break, and that was Katy Perry sold her music to Litmus Music for $225 million. She sold the rights to her music. And I was just, when that happened, I really wish I was podcasting because I want to ask you, do you think she sold it for how much it was for enough? I quickly want to look up how much Justin sold his music for, referring to Justin Bieber in this case. And if you're not interested in this stuff at all, I'm sorry, but this is what I wanted to talk about. See, he sold his for $200 million. Wow, Katie. Okay, Katie. So look, I love Katy Perry music. I love Firework. I love Roar. I love California Girls. I love all her songs. And so I'm happy that she got so much considering I've always did feel like Justin Bieber undersold his music. But yeah, really interesting. I don't really know too much about that stuff, but I hope you're having a great start to your 2024. This is a podcast where we discuss business, we discuss sales, marketing, building your brand, and also I bring a lot of my experience and life into it. And so I try to keep on a certain structure or agenda, rather, is a better word. But I also like to just kind of a solo, like a guitar solo. Yes. The next big topic of today's conversation is what's most important is how are we going to make more money this year? Have you figured it out yet? Okay. So to those who are getting their paychecks, making sure you're making the most out of your paycheck, making sure you're making the most when it comes to tax season. And to those who are running their business or starting their business, I mean, making sure you know what sales or what your offer is going to be. Sales, you don't really have to plan too much. I did not do as I say, not as I do, but plan what you're going to sell. Okay, let's just keep it simple. Plan what you're going to sell. Are you listening to me? Is it hitting you? So I have an idea of what I'm selling. But of course, when you receive feedback, listen to your feedback and pivot. But at the same time, whatever you pivot to has to be sustainable. And it's even better when it's aligned with what you want to do. Because sometimes you can listen to what is going on over here and what's working over there and be weary of this. But at the end of the day, you doing what you want to do because you just have a good feeling about it, you're going to get a better result. So maybe it's going to look a little messy in the beginning, but that's okay. That's okay. In business, we can make it look like we look really good while we're a mess. And so just continue to think of or take action or implement the next idea that you have, because I'm sure you have a bunch of ideas. They're just going woo, woo, woo in your brain. But the reason why, a contributing reason why you're not getting a result is because you're getting distracted. So a good way to offset as much as you get distracted is to stay organized. And the main thing is keep the main thing the main thing. So for me, what that looks like for me this year, and it sounds kind of different, but hear me out. I have one notebook that I'm using for the whole year. I got it at Five Below. It's pretty nice. And I don't really like spiral, the metal wire. You know what I'm talking about. But this one has a cardboard. It just is very flat and sturdy. And the pages don't really bleed with my Five Below pens. We have to talk about Five Below, and we also need to talk about Nordstrom, and we need to talk about Burlington. Oh my gosh. But one thing at a time. Here I am. Get organized, but keep your shopping addiction. I'm just kidding. I actually did listen to a podcast. I just typed in like shopping addiction on podcast because I was just curious, because sometimes like you do kind of questions why you bought so many things in one time. But so I was just being proactive. Okay. So I did that. And maybe that's how you found me. Maybe you're looking for something. And there you go. Anyways, I use one notebook and I just go page by page. And yesterday I sat down for 20 minutes and I went back about 30 pages. Which I can get through 30 pages in like 2 weeks, because sometimes I go through 4 pages a day. Sometimes I do 1 page a day, half a page. But yeah, and then I just kind of distilled everything, consolidated everything, and that helps me stay organized. That helps me prioritize. That helps me keep my time better. That helps me feel more at ease. And this is just for now. At some point, I am probably going to need to adapt this to a more digital, automated model. But right now, I use Coda as well to do that. My important business-related things are Coda. But yeah, I've also just, ever since I've dove back in, like, I, at one point, or 2 points, have, like, dove back in. I'm like, ooh, no, gotta. So, yeah, that is, I talked about it in the last episode, where just coming back to podcasting is, like, it's so in an, it was so long ago, but it just is so, like, riding a bike. But sorry to talk about all that. I'm just talking about being organized and doing things to also add more benefit to your life. So the podcast you're listening to, the videos you're watching, you can watch videos on thinking positive, or how to declutter space, or anything. For me, I personally have surface area issues, and it is something I have now coming into acceptance, but it's something, maybe I just need to buy more boxes and put more SHIT in there. We bought a resin kit. It's my new favorite craft. And we did like something really cute with it. We did like a really sweet thing. So I'm just staring at that. It's like on a surface right now. So maybe that's not really that big of an issue as I'm making it out to be. And whenever I think about that, it's like, okay, well, it gives me more ease. So that's all to say that being all over the place, sticky notes here, journal for this, unless you really have your own system and you love your system, I'm not talking to you girls. You girls are ahead of me. I'm talking to the other one who needs a place to start. this is where you can start. And so something else that I am doing this year that's just for me is I'm doing my own nails now. I don't do anything complicated. And not to say that anything beyond like a basic manicure is complicated. I just had some really bad experiments go wrong. So I just don't want to end up in the nail salon asking for help again. But yeah, I bought a light and then I put this UV, like I bought a top coat and it was like hard as rock. I have never seen anything like it. So I guess for me, it just helps me do something with my hands and it helps me paint something. And I'll do some different stuff. I'll do like one time I did like a Neapolitan ice cream vibe. It was like swirl of those colors. Last time I did like a white with a blue and pink sky, white clouds vibe. It was nice. So it's art. It's how I express myself. We're talking about that on this show. Damn, you know, I just looked at our original point, which is how we're going to make money this year. We're not going to make money painting our nails. That's going to help us, but that's not exactly what we are going to do. Oh my goodness. Welcome. The best place to start when it comes to making more money, the easiest thing to do is to sell what you have. Putting whatever you can on Facebook Marketplace, you can create quite a business. You can make some good money doing that. If you don't have anything to sell, then you need to create a service or create an offering that someone would pay money for. Those are the faster things to do. There are other things that you can do, but it will just take more time. You can build a business. You can buy a business. But I want to get you moving. And so the easiest way to do that is just to kind of edit your vibe. Edit what is going on. And doing something that provides the most value in the least amount of time or in like the least draining way, I guess. Because sometimes like if you approach looking at your finances, for example, as something draining, then you need to take it one step at a time with that. If you take your business or going to the gym as something draining, then you need to take it one step at a time with that. But putting up like a side hustle for a babysitting service or dog sitting service, like that doesn't sound too draining. Just sounds like something you have to do and just get it done. And so I want you to have that attitude where if you focus enough on something, you can see it through or you can move along to the better alternative, which will present itself once you get started. And so that is why being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. That is why it is so draining sometimes. But at the end of the day, it is better for me personally. I do like working more for myself. And so I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep going. Yesterday, after I did those 20, 25 page brief, I made some strides in some projects that have been kind of floating there that I've been procrastinating on, which is also something we talk about today, or not today, but here. I want to just talk about these retail giants real quick before we go. But yeah, that is the scoop. That is your homework. Is to figure out what's going to get you forward. What's the frog you need to eat? And I know my frog. I am too embarrassed to even say what I need to do. But hopefully next show, I will have a progress update on that. And I still have time. Okay.
we're still early, but maybe you know what I'm talking about. And so you're my people. But yeah, I want to say something that has caught my attention, which is how obviously commercial real estate is hitting a downward turn. There are a lot of office leases that were signed 5 years ago and that are now going to be up. And so already, you know, kind of strip malls have taken a hit since COVID. And so there's a lot of ambiguity going on with commercial real estate, but a lot of opportunity too. So not to just create like a stormy cloud. So retail is something that is very, these giants are being kind of like aggressive, I guess, and have to be so. We know that Target and Ulta have partnered in hundreds of stores. You can see an Ulta kiosk. We know that now Target has put basically a whole rehaul on their private label product line and have made them better. 40% of them have improved or something like that. And they're going to be priced range between $1 to $10. So it's really there to comfort and bring people into the store, those who are budget shoppers. Not budget shoppers, I guess, but just those who are also in the same, because I really don't like going into stores. So I'll go into a store if I absolutely have to. And there is a reason I have to go into a store, but I don't want to think about that right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just trying to bring relief to some of this inflation going on. And so I was driving around taking the dogs to their checkup, and there's like two new Burlingtons opening up within like 5 miles of each other. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, Burlington? I mean, look, have you been into a Burlington in the last year, year and a half? Because it's amazing and I love it. To me, it's kind of like Five Below, but times 10. You can find some really good stuff there. So I think that's why people are just catching on. I'm just early on everything. Like, let's be honest. I don't know. Put me in charge of something for real. But Burlington is opening stores while I believe Kmart CEO is closing another 150. No, not Kmart. JCPenney. Oh, damn. I'm going to get my facts wrong. I'm going to get my news wrong. Let me. Okay, I am sorry. It is JCPenney. That makes more sense. But I also love JCPenney. Let me tell you something about JCPenney. They have a white label. They white label Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret and JCPenney, the brand Ambrielle, is the same product, same exact manufacturer, both same location as Victoria's Secret. So if you like Victoria's Secret underwear or bras, you need to go JCPenney. JCPenney is amazing as well. I've known about it for a while. And they have a really great business line, business wear line. They have great stuff. So I'm just saying, for me personally, there's nothing wrong with a loud budget. I fully embrace it. That's a new trend for 2024, is the term loud budgeting. And it's basically just kind of bragging on ways that you save money, which I'll do now. I'm going to tell you something that I have started to do because I'm just trying it out. I am cutting my own hair at home. And I haven't done like a big crazy cut or anything. I actually am thinking about going in salon and getting like my color redone. But by this time next year, I want to like be able to give myself like a good trim and just chomp, chomp. No, not really, but it's super fun. And I save a lot of money because I can keep that for myself and take it to other things, which is the whole concept of budgeting. But yeah, I hope that you guys have a 10 out of 10 week. I don't really have anything else to talk about specifically today. I just wanted to give you a little update, a little something to chew on, and a little nail update. Because I feel like nails, the way that we're doing our nails as people, it's very expressive to how we are or what we are or who we are becoming in that moment. And that's why I just love looking at nails. It's not like I look, think this or that. I just kind of love to, well, where I go work out, everyone looks amazing. So I like to have my nails done. But yeah, like I think it's just kind of maybe it's something different for you. Maybe it's like your eyeliner, maybe it's your outfit, maybe it's the music you listen to. But just continuing on to find ways to comfort and romanticize our lives so that way we can have the journey be more comforting, a better journey for us along the way, which is what it's all about. It's about the journey. It's not about the destination, okay? But I hope you guys have a 10 out of 10 day, 10 out of 10 week, 10 out of 10 year. Rate the show 10 out of 10. Cash and Bitsy, say hi. And give us a follow on Instagram, or please share this episode on Instagram. DM me if you have any questions or need any support. I am on my phone. I know I don't like to admit that, but I am in the DMs. I am there. So if you would like to get in touch, touch the DM button. And there you go. Have a great day, guava girls, guavas. God bless. Bye.